Perek Tishii, page Kuf Nun Ches. Me'ato, Shoschino Lahavkin Medas, Shehimidas Yediyas, Kinyan Atzim Godom. We've come to understand that the Mid of Das is what we said before, this awareness of the person's understanding of his intrinsic essence. Our next step is to contemplate ourselves, understand what is there in our essence. Tamur b'mava in the Marachazu, as we said in our introduction, Anu mavchinen, Anu manichin, we're putting down this presumption. Shechavia, the experience, shall yediyas atzmoi of understanding oneself, as kol l'chol misha oisik b'dvar b'mavoy b'shar zeh, has to be the prior to all of the next steps of understanding yourself. So that we said before. So that could be misunderstood, he says. Okay? So one day you have this epiphany. Oh, that's me. Then you start working on yourself. Right? And that's how you can understand it. See, he's discouraging that. Let's just say the following. It's not that you have this one time that you say, wow, I finally get Reingold. And then I forget about it when I focus on what Reingold has to do. Right? That intimate act of understanding yourself itself is something you want to do again and again. It gives you a clarity of what you're about, what you're striving for, what you're, you know, etc. Okay.
Hey, are we wrong to think? Most people think about
this. Most people don't think. No.
Well, what do we think about what we think?
We take out canned thoughts, like you have, like you open a can, right? There's canned thoughts.
Google thoughts.
What?
We Google the thought.
We Google the thought. In other words, there are certain thoughts you know you're supposed to have, and that's any person is supposed to think of. They're supposed to have these thoughts. Except for I have those thoughts, okay? I need to work on myself, you know? Okay? That's number, you have your like list of thoughts, that number 22 is thinking about, you have to work on yourself. So I think about, so I work on myself. Oh, wow, I just thought it was interesting. Yeah, I need to work on myself. Really? You know, you pulled it off the shelf. Right? That's our problem. So we do think. A lot of our thoughts are canned. We want you to cook with fresh vegetables.
Prerequisite for this, for a lot of the things that Volvo says is to think.
Right.
What do we do about that? The fact that we don't think.
He says before that you can be a very nice Jew and do a lot of mitzvahs, but a bomb will see you're never going to be, and that's just go on with your life and pretend like you never opened the safer and have a good time. That's what he says. That is his response for that. Okay. This field, the misunderstanding and the mistakes are like way out there. Okay, we have very, very specific shiurim measures for certain items. We know what an am is, what tefach is, kazay is, agoidol, Shuri Hamidus, Tulim Badaita Shokolech. And imagine everyone's like, you decide how much the how big an arm is. That wouldn't be very effective. There's a set arm. How big is a tefa? Right? There's this, you don't have a place what it is, but whatever it is, it's a set amount. The correct amount of patience that I need based on my makeup and my tchunas hanefesh is different than what you need. So my measure is different than yours. So each person has to do their own measuring. Ulam, halacha is saying it's not totally, you know, do whatever makes you feel good. There are clearly correct approaches of what you're aiming for. The Mishnah, the Rambam says it, and it becomes a novel. A person needs to be able to go to the extreme. Mimutza b'shar means other means you should not go to the extreme. Mishnah b'min abenin is this kachom. And then to say the kotz and the shem is the hirus is chosid. So we have clear directives, but to apply that to our own life is something which we need to figure out. Okay, bless shurim levad. Not only is the amount, alamidas atzman kosher likoyim. Right. Okay, we have to figure out the meat itself. For example, give you an example. Chiyuch apnei odom likra zulasoi. A smile on my face to greet somebody else. Imu mabia, what is it expressing? Chesed. I want to make you happy. By Khanifa, I want to flatter you. I want to make you like me. So therefore, you'll be nice to me. Toiv lev is an expression of a good heart. I'm mirror. I want to fool you. So here is an act which we all agree you're supposed to greet somebody with the same upon your office, and we'll tell you that's supposed to happen in the morning and in the evening, and no matter what time. Da, da, da. We have it all clear, and we still don't have it clear. Where's it? What's that need that I'm trying to express? Okay. Yesh, because you're not allowed to meet us raw. To find the meter raw, it's hard to figure out. Kirachuta sara mavdo bain taib lara. The line is very fine.
It's tough for us to come up with a shear. It's tough for us to come up with a meter.
Right.
So what's, I'm not sure I'm getting this example. This example is to the outside.
No, the example is the it, what am I doing inside? What meat am I expressing inside? I decide I need to work on chesed. So therefore I decide I'm going to smile at everybody. So wow, I've solved my problem. I need to work on chesed. This is a great way to express chesed. He has a whole long shmooze about the court, the smiling on people. That's it. It resonates with me. It talks to me. I'm doing it, etc. So the problem is, even if I do that, even if that's right, is it really right? Am I really getting? Have I really measured out the meter properly? Because who said this is the meter that I'm working on? I think I'm working on chesed. Really, I'm working on chalif. Right? Everyone will think Rangel's a nice guy because Rangel greets everybody. Rangel's very nice guy. He greets everybody. You know?
A person has to be aware of that maybe subconsciously that's the real reason why he's doing it.
Right.
The real reason why he's greeting people is he wants people to think that he's a nice guy.
So that's the chudasar. We have a tendency of donning ourselves with chapsus. Of course I'm doing it because I'm a nice guy, not because then, you know, obviously. Okay, that's on one end. But the Yeshua Kosher Kiflayim, the Hakar Midas Tavis Batsmanu. Sometimes we refuse to see good in ourselves. Right? Yeah, I'm doing it because I'm not a nice guy and it's because I don't want to, you know. Yeah, I have those guys also. You know, both of them drive me crazy, you know. Shayna Masik Atzma Lamala. A person who's intelligent realizes he's not a Mala. Matziach Oid Lahavkin with the Kriya Nafsh. He realizes his problems. The difficulty finding his natural Milas sometimes. My wife has a line that I'm not allowed to make fun of her husband. Right? Because, like, you know, I said, yeah, you know, I'm such a... Why do you say that? Because I always... Like, you know, we use inflammatory language about ourselves. I have such a problem. So both ends are difficult. But... I'm not making fun of myself. I'm saying I have issues. I've used the back of my wife sometimes also. More often than. Now, we got money sheish medaber. Kama on anoitim legalis lekuyim etzel acher. We kamo on a mamir on the acher mechaf goiv. It comes from a problem. We have a dissatisfied and negative look at the world. So we see it in other people. So we can't see positive and not nor ourselves or other people. So that's also not uncommon. So you'll have the people. I have one person. I've seen the draft a few times. The person is totally convinced that this person is a tremendous ball passer. The reality is, he's doing it because he has a way that people should need like him. Because that fills up his low self-esteem, and he won't admit it. That's where it's coming. I have that end of the spectrum. I have a person who doesn't believe in himself to the point that, well, the only thing he can do good is be nice to people, so I might as well at least do that. So, like, the guy used to run every single class of the Boston machine. Can you learn it? Yeah, but the guy needs me there. His real deal is, I can't learn anyway, so I might as well just go to the class. You know? Of course you can't learn, because you keep going running all the hostels. Remember, one year I think we had 10 classes here in Yeshiva. Plus, you know, he came from a different Yeshiva originally, so he had another. Yeah, I think he had 16 classes in one year. That's impressive. Especially you can't learn anything. That's the one end of the spectrum. He's so negative about himself that he can't say all the good. He is intelligent, and he's not. No, I'm not intelligent. I can't really learn. You know, I'm good for nothing. I might as well at least make somebody happy. So the guy, which is like, you know, I'm such a nice guy. I really help all. I like a little trance a little bit, of him to him. So. I had a guy one time came to me that he's, this is extreme obviously, that he was contemplating suicide. He says he's done nothing correctly. He's going to burn ahead of him. He can't deal with the anticipation of any emergency. Let's get it over. It's like intense. You've done nothing good? No, nothing. You diving today? Yeah, my hand will come on. Another brother, maybe one brother. She had one brother. He had the count. There's 19 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. There's 14 brachas in Shach. So it's a total of 65 brachas, and one I had to come on. So that's less than two. It's less than a shishu. It's both of a shishu. You know. for sure this guy should not sit in the bezin and bezin shamal, you know. Such challenges.
Is he going to theorize what a person should do with Maisa in life?
He's going to try. Okay. So let's tell you this. Ruben Shal Tarvis Aminus Nisha began a Tarsha Bapa. The reality is the majority of this is Tarsha Bapa. It's not written down anymore. Adyar, sir. Who Nisha Tarsha Belev with Tarsha Ba'ayan. Kidivir Rashi. Medasa Shal Bavovko Kifir Roy Say Nath. Rebek double the shard set. Okay, so you have to, your mind has to understand and you have to develop an ability to see. Come on. Yadiyus Yisariyos Onoch Yavim Lirchosh Besifre Rabbi Seno Rishon Machrenu. Noisval Yadiyus Onoch Meshavim Elim Tanach Perushav Elim Hashas. So obviously we're learning all of Shas and all of Tanach with all of the fortune. But while we're at it, we have to, there's something we need to learn also. Okay, so what do we need? The Muchen the Chutz of the Matarasenu Habakiyas Vesoramel. Okay, Hilchus Deus La Rama Vashwana Parok. Behemavar Rama Mes Psoka Behilchus Deus Perakal and Perak Beis. Shwana Parokim really is an expansion of the first two Parokim of Hilchus Deus. Beis Sefer Chavis Olavavis Gimel Sefer Shari Tshuva Upirishal Mishle Lerbenayon Dalet Sefer Or Yisrael Lagarin Bitzach Blazer about the Yisrael Salantus Shikus. Okay, of course, so we're going to close the book. Come back in about 10 years, you know, we finish all of this and we know it well, and we'll go right there. It doesn't mean we shouldn't try. It's interesting. In Chelet Beis, we talked about Musar. So he makes a list of a sword that a person needs, and he writes, you know, that there's the sword which you need for the person who's more developed. It is avoided, etc. Then there's people who need, people which are less developed. You know, they're not there yet. The Bachrim, etc. I do believe his definition of Bachrim, you know, I would say is generous. It's about 35 or 40, probably goes into the group he calls Bachrim. Right? And the group people which are referred to as, you know, developed in their avoda, you know, 50, 60, you know, maybe. If they've been working on it for all those years, maybe. That's our generation, our level of maturity and immaturity. And he says that he would look at the Sefer from Musar for the younger generation. He says, Tusor. He says, Sefer Shmir Saloshin from the Chabad Chaim. Which there he discusses, besides Shmir Saloshin, many, many Yisraelis and many different Midas. And Tanav Elio, this is all the Sefer that he suggests a person should read. That's for the younger crowd.
Chavos Chaim is not a very psychological case.
Shmir Saloshin does talk about people's motivations, why they say Lashon Hara. Talks about the different midas, why they're significant, not significant. So there are, you know, it is basic. It's very basic. What he's talking over here is a person's got to the point where he really wants to get in touch with himself, as opposed to, like, you know, over there, learning what's right and what's wrong, and trying to work on it. He wants to get up himself. Person learns, starts learning these sort of, you get some kind of clarity of how you're supposed to, what are the tools you can use to understand yourself. He writes in the introduction, the Chelet Beis, I've told you this before, I'm repeating it, that the correct way to get to the emes of a Maimer Chazal about Musar is not through Shaka Vatari. They're Kushi materials. Morel says that their Kushi materials were said for Hilchus and not for Gadus. Of all people, because Morel, his whole approach is based on Kushi materials. If this Chazal is sure, well, now he answered by the Hagdara. Right? So I pointed out to you that Rabban does it in his Friday morning shiur, like, you know, presents like 5 to 6 kashas, says the Yisoid, answers all the kashas. So to the uninitiated, the pshat is like this: he sat through all these kashas, and these kashas brought him to an understanding of a teretz, and may look, it answered the kasha. It's a toast. So he brings over there a mimer from Simple Zissel. Says Simple Zissel said that a mimer chazal is like a star, and Musar is the telescope which allows you to see the star. So I would say in the file, I'll give you an example of it, and you'll stop what I mean. A person is very aware, been working on the meat of Gaiva and Anol. And he's very aware of the status of Gaiva that he has in the area of Gaiva. He's been learning about it, thinking about it, working on it, etc. He opens up a Gemara, he sees a Mimer, and says, Mimer, says, Mimer, talking about Gaiva and Anol? She says to his friend, Gaiva and says, no, it's not. He's talking about Cass and Savonis. He's talking about Vatronis and, you know, it's talking about, you know, Ishmael. So no, it's guy with a love. He says, prove it to me. Well, bring me a raya. You know, what's the raya to love this? You say, you don't get it. It's not based on raya. It's not based on love. It's not based on your soul. It's based on a person who's worked on the concept of Gaiva Nova has a telescope to see what this star of Chazal is shedding forth a light on the concept. If you don't have a telescope, it's talking about something else totally. I can't sit there and discuss with you, I have a raya this way, and a raya that way, and a cash, and a terrorist mail, and boom, my God, there it must be that. Yes, it's once I have that understanding, I might find a beautiful depth of the nuance of Chazal. And with that understanding, I can explain many ideas that Chazal present. So the starting point is the concept which speaks, which I understand, the application, that's where Byron White makes a shear. He starts with the concept. You start with, it's like the Tumamagin's Moshul, about they ask him how he can always have a good Moshul. His answer was, and he starts, instead of, once a person was traveling and he came by this farmhouse, and there was like, there was this whole series of targets on the side of the farmhouse, and each one had a target, had an arrow in the middle of the target. He says, wow, this archery is phenomenal. I gotta talk to this archer. Knocks on the door, he says, how do you do it? He says, very simple. I shoot the arrow first, and I draw the target around the arrow. Right? So it says, the manga says, I start with the marshal, I figure out what the marshal explains. It's supposed to be the other way around. So Rav Aaron starts with a concept, then he works backward how it explains Chazal, supposed to be the other way around. You don't get it through Kushi materials. I present it through Kushi materials. So, you know, these are tools which will help us as we look at something else, we go through life, but it's going to have to be work in our parts. Right? The person learns Chabas Lavas, I learn Chabas Lavas. So have you studied as a Chabas Lavas? That's not really going to help us acquire what Chabas Lavas has to offer us. I take what he's learning and I think about it and I try to contemplate it and I try to work it and try to apply it. That opens up a world for me of understanding these concepts. So our goal is to get rid of this mistake and to get a clarity. The more I try and apply it, the more I have a chance of getting a true understanding of what's really going on. Hopefully the time and the mutter. These surah are not only saying negative. Some people tend to focus on, you know, the negative part. Some focus on the positive part. You know? Both are necessary. Okay. What time is it? Do one more line. Taklenu Batsmenu, Olenu Le Rishon Le Hisalem, Miyadiyo Seinu, Ashoivois Misor. Elamar Lahadvik Shemois, Lutifos Nafshios. Well, I read in the book that I have, so and so syndrome, armchair psychologist. The reason why he's doing this is because of he has. I have that narcissist, tendencies. I have gaiva. Because I read the book about gaiva, so must we have gaiva. Next week I'll read the book about, if you open up Erchus Tzaddikim. So it's great, the person reads a section on gaiva and another, he says, yeah, I have a problem with gaiva. He finishes that section, he goes to Shekhar, I have a real problem with Shekhar. He keeps finding where his real problem is, as he reads through the safe. Obviously that means it's flat. The more a person is trying to, these are tools to give you a clarity of what's out there and to get to know yourself better. But it's not just like take that, cut and paste. It says over here this, apply it. So that's like the warning label. We should talk and do that. Let's put a warning label.
There's a mindset person. Thank you. Person that holding by the Islamic.